Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Mem Vav and Maseches Nazir. We're coming off of Simchas Torah, and still my throat has not come back to form yet. It was a beautiful Simchas Torah here in Artzeinu Akdosha, even though it was extremely painful. Sukkos, due to those that were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. I was in the Old City for Simchas Torah. There was a tremendous presence of not just regular police, but really riot police. And what was the Old City, though, Baruch Hashem, despite all the attempts by the Arabs, it was thriving. And we actually danced the Sifrei Torah from Parat Yosef, where we have the first Hakafos to Nativ Aryeh. And there were soldiers that joined us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect Am Yisrael. May we be zelcha to continue to fulfill, I'm sure, what many of us sang on Simchas Torah, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Soiru Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. May we be zelcha to be able to express all of our avoda in our Amachi Varmin Shesagidim. Today's daf is Mem Vav, the 1160th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up with the process of the Nazir, where he begins to cook the Karban Shlamim, and the Gemara is going to have two opinions in the Mishnah of when exactly is a Nazir Mutter to drink wine and be Metame the Mason. Is it at the moment in which the Zrikas Adam is done, or is it at the time that the Tnufa, the waving of the Zera B'Shela and the Rekik Matzah, which are put on the Kapeh HaNazir and then waved, whether that is the Matir. So our daf, our short daf in Gemara, is going to discuss that process, and the Gemara is going to discuss exactly which part of the Tnufa, according to those opinions, are Me'akev. Going on to Amud Beis, we're going to discuss also the Tahara of a Metzora. What happens if the Nazir is also a Metzora as well, and the role of Tnufa in such an instance also. So let's Bezer Hashem begin today's daf. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Memheim Abez Hayim of Ashlas Hashem, they would cook the Shlamim. Oh, or Sholkan. It could also be cooked in the process of Shlika. Sholkan means that it has been soaked in hot water, but not necessarily entirely cooked, says Rashi. So then the next step takes place with the meat. Some of the Mefarshim disagree with the simple reading of the Rashi or Mefarish, and they say Shulkan actually means that's very well cooked. Not the way we had Rashi, for example. Tosa says Bishul Yoser Midai. The Bach points out it could be that's what really Rashi means as well, that once the food gets overcooked, then it's also not well cooked. So the most Mefarshim do learn like the Bali Tosis does, not like what we said in the name of the Mefarsh or Rashi. So the Mishnah continues, Notos hazroa b'shela min ha'ayil. He takes the zroa that has been cooked from the ayil. V'chala matza achas. We learned previously that the Nazir takes 10 different types, 10 of different types of matzahs. So here he takes of the chalas that are described in the psukim. There it says v'sal matzah solus chalos plus b'shemen or kike matzah meshuchim b'shemen. So different types of breads. He takes 10 of them. So now he takes one of them. He says v'chala matzah achas minasal or kike matzah achas. Takes one of those 10. V'nosen al kapi nazir. It's put on the palms of the nazir umenifan, and the nazir waves them. V'acha kachutar nazir lishtos yainu l'tami l'mesim. And from that moment, the Nazir is allowed to drink wine and to be metame to dead people. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says that once there was the Zrikas Adam, then automatically the Nazir is allowed to drink wine and be metame the mesim. He doesn't need the Tnufa, is not necessary to create that heter. Says the Gemara, three lines on the top of Mem Vav and Alf. Tan Rabban. V'achar yishda nazir yayin. Achar maisim kulam, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer points out that when the Torah describes that the Nazir is going to be able to eat to drink and also eat anything of grapes, but to drink, the Torah says the following: V'hein nefoisim akoyin tnufa lefnei Hashem kodesh ulakoyin al chazei tnufa v'al shokat truma v'achar yishtah nazir yayin. So after the tnufa is when it's mutter. That's going to be the source of the opinion of the Tanakhama, which here in this brisa is Rabbi Eliezer. V'chacham marim achar maisi yichidi. And the Chacham disagree. And the Chacham say, as long as one Maisa is done, that's going to be enough. Even if not all of the process was done and the Tnufa was not done. So Acher means, the word Acher is coming to emphasize, as long as one thing was done. Now, the first thing that's done is the Zrikas HaKarban. So they're going to read the Pasuk as follows. The Acher, and after one thing is done, and it's not related to the previous part of the pasuk, says Gemara, my time, I know the Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon's rationale? Ksiv hacha v'achar yishtah nazir yayin. Ksiv hasam achar hitzkalcho es nizirah. It says here, and afterwards he could drink wine. And then it says also in a previous pasuk, achar hitzkalcho es nizirah. After he did gilu achar es nizirah. Ma hasam achar maisi achidi. Just like over there, it's talking about a single action of cutting off his hair. Afkan acher maisi yichidi. So from the psukim ourselves, we see what the definition of acher is. And acher is after the maisi yichidi. Asks the Gemara, how do you know you're supposed to read it that way? Let's read it another way. Ema adi ikotarvayu. Maybe the Torah is telling us until you have both. You have both the zrikas hadam as well as the tiglachas. And therefore, it's not telling us that all you need is one thing. It says Gemara, "Yihach gzera shav lamali." If that would be so, then why do we need the gzera shav al achar achar? It's coming to tell us that the tiglachas is a maisi yichidi, and so too, when the pasuk says "va'achar yishtah nazir yayin," all it needs is a maisi yichidi. So we see that the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham in the Braisa is quite similar to the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Tnufa b'nazir ma'akva. The Tnufa of a Nazir is ma'akev. In other words, we saw in the Psukim themselves that the Nazir needs to wave the Salah, the Challah, and the Matzah, and the Zeroah b'Sheila. So Rav is of the opinion that if it doesn't happen, then he can't drink wine and be Metamin Mason. Now that will get involved in the above discussion of the Tanoim. Says Gemara Libadimat, who is Rav consistent with? Ilay Malibad Rabbanan. If it's following the opinion of Rabbanan, say that all you need is one Maisa. Tiglacha Samar Rabbanan Lo Ma'akva. The Rabbanan are of the opinion, as we learned above, that you don't need the Tiglachas. Even beforehand, he's going to be Mutter. So then, certainly, Tnufa Miboy, that the Tnufa is going to be Mi'akev, it sounds like, according to Rabbanan, all you need is a Zrika. Ela libe de Rabbi Eliezer. So what are you going to say? It's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that Rav is saying, is repeating the din, that without all the tenufa, it's not going to be acceptable. That's consistent with Rabbi Eliezer that says that only after all the process is complete is a Nazir able to be metame lemeisim and drink wine. Says the Gemara, but that is pshita. That's pasha. If Rav was echoing the shita of Rabbi Lazar, so that's obvious in Rabbi Eliezer's words. Hamar Rabbi Eliezer, achar maisim kulam, that you need all the things. So what is Rav coming to tell us if it's clear that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is achar maisim kulam? Answers the Gemara, ma'od the same, I would have thought kimudil inyin kapara. Shiare mitzvah hi. Since in regards to the kapara, when it comes to tnufa, explains the Mefarish, that is considered shiari mitzvah is described in Yuma and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that if a person is going to look at the other parts of the kapara, the other parts of the carbon outside of the zrikas hadam, as being shiari mitzvah, the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and this is how it's explained according to Rashi over there, says that individual is not going to have a full kapara, ki'ilu lo kiper. However, It doesn't mean it's ma'akev, but it's ki'ilu lo kiper on the mitzvah min hamufcher, says Rashi. So that's this yisod, that when it comes to smicha, tnufa, and so on, that those things, and in our case we're talking about the tnufa, even back into the Gemara, kim del inyan kapara, shiari mitzvah, since in regards to kapara, it's considered shiari mitzvah. In other words, it is the remnant of the mitzvah. It's on the one hand something that you're supposed to give chashivas to. On the other hand, it's not ma'akev. Hachanami lo ta'akev. I might have thought the same would apply in regards to tanufa. Kamash malan, the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, is that it's ma'akev. Asks the Gemara. Going on to Amabez, mi ma'akva, is it really ma'akev? Didn't we learn in the Brisa? Zayis taras ha'nazir. This is the Torah of the Nazir. That's at the end of the Parsha. The Torah Kedosha says, so starts ha'nazir asher yazir karbon la'Hashem al nizro milvad asher tasik yadu k'fi nidra shiyidar ken yaseh al toiras nizro. After wrapping the whole Parsha up, and zos taras ha'nazir chazal darshan, Bain sheish lo kapayim, bain sheish lo kapayim. That it's coming to tell us whether the Nazir has hands. Just yesterday I saw someone here in Eretz Yisrael collecting tzedakah. I've seen many, many times. I never realized that he didn't have a hand. So much tzarchi amcha merubim heim. So bain sheish lo kapayim, bain sheish lo kapayim. Whether he hands or whether he doesn't have hands. Nevertheless, the halach is it's not ma'akev. So too, how are we going to be able to explain this brisa according to Rabbi Eliezer? Tangentially, some of the Mefarshim learned that this is not a kasha in Rabbi Eliezer, but it's a kasha of the way Rav is understanding Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, as we mentioned above. But either way, according to Shita of Rav, all these things are ma'akev. Yet we see here, if the Nazir doesn't have hands and the tnufa can't be done, it's not ma'akev. Answers the Gemara, but there's something else that's going to need to be re-explained according to Rav. The Torah of Nazir will apply whether he has here or whether he doesn't have here. We see that it's not ma'akev, the whole process of the here, according to why we're learning Lefi Rav, that any time the Torah mentions that you need to go through the process, everything is ma'akev, so then you would have read that the Nazir needs to have here. And we haven't finished the Kasha of Atanya, and we learned in a Braisa, Nazir Memurat. If you have a Nazir who is bald, so there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel of whether you're supposed to have a razor go over his hair. So what do we see? We see that there's a machlokis of what to do when it's impossible. Now let's continue on and analyze this machlokis. We're not finished still the kasha. Amar Avina, Mayin Etzarech LeBeis Shammai. Beis Shammai says you don't have to run the razor over his hair. That means Ein Lo Takana, he's stuck. Hala Beis Hillel, Yesh Lo Takana. But according to Beis Hillel, all you do is run the razor over his head, and then we're going to be fine. V'hainu de Rebbe Pedas, and this would be consistent with the teaching of Rebbe Das. Amr Pedas Beis Shammai Rebbe Lazar Amru Davar Echad, that Beis Shammai and Rebbe Eliezer are consistent. So that's going to be the answer. The answer is going to be that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you need to do all of the things in the Psukim, and that's going to be the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Desanya, my Rebbe Eliezer, Desanya. And we have another source of this for Rebbe Eliezer in regards to Taharas Mitzayra. This is what we mentioned there in our introduction. We'll come back to Mitzayra to learn halachas from Nazir. Ein loy boyin yodei v'regel. A Mitzayra has the dam of his carbon put on the thumbs of his hands and his feet. What if he doesn't have a thumb? Ein lo tahara lamas div Rebbe Eliezer. Opinion of Rebbe Eliezer is that he can never undergo Tahara. So this is going to be consistent with the Shita Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is going to hold that everything is going to be ma'akev, like Beis Shammai from the entire parsha. And if for whatever reason the person's an onus and he can't because he doesn't have a hand or he doesn't have a thumb, so then in such a case you're stuck. While the position of Beis Hillel and the position of the Chachamim is that in such an instance it's not going to be ma'akev. according to this approach, what would emerge is that Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim are getting involved with the Yisod of Rav. That Rav, who said that's Ma'akib bin Nazir, will be working within Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. The Rush, however, learns an entirely different pshat, and this is actually the more standard way of explaining the Gemara, and that is, if you take a look in the Rush in the standard Vilna edition, it's about 20 lines in. I'll read it, even if it's not 20 lines in, and try to say it as clearly possible outside as well. The Rush says, V'hocha nami neima, shebola hashvis, ein lo kapayim liyesh lo kapayim. We see from the above brisa that whether the Nazir has hands or not, they're equated. Lomar shezokuk lehenyef alzra'o kishen lo kapayim. Not like we had thought that it means that it's ma'akev or it's not ma'akev, but rather it's coming to tell us that if he doesn't have hands, so then in such a case, then he does it without his hands. He does a tnufa with his arms. And that's the parallel to the case of Shitas Beis Hillel. That the Shita Beis Hillel is that if he doesn't have hair, so you put the tar al rosho. Then what will come out is the following. The tnufa is ma'akev, but if he doesn't have the limbs that are necessary, he doesn't have the hair that's necessary, he doesn't have the hands that are necessary, so then in such a case, according to Rebbe Eliezer, and according to position of Rav, now Rav will say his position even according to the Chacham, it doesn't have to be dafka according to Rebbe Eliezer, but this will be his explanation of the sugya, that tnufa is going to be ma'akev, and don't ask from the fact that if he doesn't have kapayim, it sounds like that you don't do the tnufa, but rather what's done is it's done on the arms. That's how the Rush learns. Back into our Gemara, 15 lines from the top. Lishna achrina amrila. Some have a slightly different lashon. Amar Rav. Rav had the statement that we learned earlier, tnufa menazir ma'akeves, and the Gemara asks Ali b'deman, who's at work with Ilay the Rebbe Lezer, pshita. According to Rebbe Lezer, it's pashut. Amar Rebbe Lezer, achamay sekulam, el Ali b'derabbanim. But rather, it's following the Rabban. Hashi yishlamet teglachas amir rabban lo ma'akev tnufa mi'bayi. So this is a slightly different angle than we had taken. We had originally said that Rav can't be working within the Rabban, he must be working within Rebbe Eliezer. Now we start the other angle, and we say it's pashut according to Rebbe Eliezer. And then we say, okay, so let's try to make it work within the Rabban. Previously, we tried to make it work within Rebbe Eliezer, and then we asked it was pashut. Now we go in the other direction, and let's try to make it work within the Rabban. Hashi yishlamet teglachas amir rabban lo ma'akev. If the Rabban hold that the Gach is not ma'akev tenufa mi'bay, will you need tenufa? Asks the Gemara, mila ma'akva? Are you going to say that it's not ma'akev? Again, now we'll go with the Rush's understanding that if he doesn't have kapayim, then he does do tenufa. Why? Because it's ma'akev. Vel ha'ad desayin zos taras anazir ben sheyesh osar ben sheyen losar. Hachanami de ma'akva. We see that when it comes to the taras anazir, that you have to run the razor over his head. Vatanya, and we learn, Nazim Murat, Beishamir, Main Tzarech, Lavitar, Al Rosh, Beisil, Om, Tzarech. Which shows us that the hair is not Ma'akev. So we see that the hair is not Ma'akev. So too, according to the Rabbanan, it shouldn't be, the Tnufa shouldn't be Ma'akev either. Says the Gemara, Le Beisil, Tzarech, Ve'en Lo Takana. According to Beis Hillel, he needs to, and there is no Takana. In other words, it's ma'akev. But le Beis Shammai yesh lo takana. But according to Beis Shammai, he has a takana. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, as long as he runs the razor overhead, it's enough. And now the Gemara has reversed our understanding of Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel says he needs to, and he doesn't have a takana, because he needs to cut off the hair. So the Gemara now understands that the tglachas is going to be ma'akev, according to Beis Hillel. And then we come back to the iso that we had above. Upligi de rapidas. And this is in disagreement with Rabbi Das, because Rabbi Das had understood differently, had understood that Beis Shammai is of the opinion of Ein Lo Tahara Olamis. However, according to Beis Hillel, all you do is you run the razor over his hair. So if we're going to say that the opinion of Beis Hillel is that if he doesn't have hair, he's stuck, so then in such a case, then Rav would be following the opinion of Beis Hillel, who's when Rav says that if he doesn't have hands, it's going to be makiv, he's going to be stuck. However, Rabbi Pedas learns differently. According to Rabbi Pedas, who the first Lashon worked with, according to Beis Hillel, you then just don't cut off hair, but you do the action. So too, when it comes to the tenufa, if he doesn't have hands, then in such a case, the tenufa is done without hands. We're going to stop today's daf over here. Today's daf, we had a machlokas tanoim. On the mission on the bottom of Memhei and Mebeis, what is the moment in which a Nazir is able to drink wine? According to Tanakama, tenufa is necessary, according to Rabbi Shimon. Once his rika is done, that's going to be enough. The Gemara then quotes a similar machlokas in a brisa that Rabbi Eliezer seems to be like the opinion of the Tanakam. The Chacham said, all you need to do is a maisa yechidi. The Gemara then quotes a sheet of Rav, who says that a tenufa is ma'akev when it comes to Nazir, and the Gemara was stuck. How we could explain that shita within the shita of the Rabbanan. The Gemara originally thinks that's totally in the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. Ultimately, the Gemara understands that even the Rabbanan could be work within the shita of Rav, and that the shita of the Rabbanan would be that if the Nazir is unable to do tenufa, then what he does is he does it with his arms, even though he can't do it with his palms. But that's not to say that the tenufa is not ma'akev according to Rav. It could be that the tenufa is ma'akev, as Rav had suggested. On the other hand, the Gemara is not saying expressly against the sheet of the Rabbanan, because it could be that b'di'eved, if they didn't do the tenufa, it would be acceptable. And all the Braisa is saying is that you're supposed to do the tenufa with the arms. But that would not be a raya against the Rabbanan, who say that tenufa is not ma'akev. We also had a lishna achrina of how to explain it, and at the end of the day, we have a machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. The shita of Rav that says a tenufa is ma'akeves, simple reading, is the Chachamim disagree, as we saw in Amud Aleph, that the Chachamim are of the opinion, the lashon of Chachamim are, achar ma'ase yechidi, once one maisa is done, then the Nazir achieves his chalois, maloisi moi nizrei, and then mi'ikur didina, he'd be able to drink wine and be matami lemesim. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Mem Vav in Maseches Nazir.